Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. Joanne S. Black is the name on the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Folks, it's all about putting into context all of the capability to connect with people that you have. That's what this book's all about. And reminding you, Joanne, you've done it so well, reminding people that we have lots of tools, and the tool that you should use is not necessarily the old one or the new one. It's what your customers expect from you, right? What do they prefer? Isn't that the context?
Well, it is, and actually the standards are higher today because of technology. It's an interesting twist that we all are great at research. We have capabilities out there we never had. Mm-hmm. But before we ever talk to someone, they've done research. The digital buyer is really good at that.
Right. So
what that means is, because all of us have access to the same information, the standards are higher for us as salespeople. I think it's an interesting twist. So they really expect us, by the time we talk to them, they expect us to add value. They don't want to pitch. They want someone who can really dig into their issues, and they want someone to really have a relationship with them, because they can find out all this information online. They don't need us to rehash any of that.
That's right.
So we really have a larger responsibility, don't we?
There's no question. Well, there's no question about it. I mean, this is one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time, Joanne, and that is, as you're training your salespeople, if your salespeople are not finding out where your prospect is on their journey of education, of understanding, their education process, their due diligence, if you don't find that out real soon, you're going to do one or both of two things. You're going to waste their time, and you're going to tick them off.
And you won't have a client.
That's right.
You won't have a client. And here's the thing, that people have done their research. I've got it. They've done all that. And sometimes they'll come to you and say, I want the blue one. And if you just give them the blue one without having the conversation, that could be totally wrong. And I've had that happen. I'm sure all of us had. When somebody said, oh, I've been to your website and this is what I'd like. Then you have a conversation with them. You ask probing questions. You find out why they want the blue one.
Right.
You do your due diligence. And then you find out, no, it's not the blue one. And it's not the green one either. It's something else that maybe they didn't see on your site.
Mm-hmm.
It's another solution totally. And that conversation is about connecting with the buyer where they're at in the sales process.
Well, and if you do it right, if you do it in a professional way, and if you do it in a sophisticated way, which you should be able to do, you can connect with a customer in a way that makes him want to come back. You know what? I thought I knew what I wanted, but they actually didn't let me have that. They didn't let me make a mistake. It turns out I bought the one that I thought I wanted, but when I left, they actually showed me another reason why I was glad I did that.
Well,
whatever it might be, but that's the key, isn't it? Is to make sure that when the customer leaves, they feel like you've helped them make the right decision.
Exactly, and there's also a risk. And I've experienced that, I'm sure many people have, that customers sometimes come and they know exactly what they want, and you know it's not going to work. And you have that conversation, and they still want the blue one.
Right.
Or they don't want to do business with you at all. They want to do business with someone else who has what they want, because they believe so strongly that what they want initially is going to work. And then you have to let them go.
The kind of thing that's very difficult to do over the medium of technology.
It's difficult to do even if you're talking to them.
That's right.
To let business go. But we need to do that if it's not right. And that's not the kind of customer we want to work with anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would continue to push back. They wouldn't. They really wouldn't acknowledge the fact that we may know a little more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a risk. So that's all I'm saying. We need to have a conversation, and we need to be okay with the fact that we'll let them go.
Well, and all you got to do is say, you know, wow, I'm impressed. Sounds like you've redone your homework. But so I can make sure that I've done my job, would you tell me why you've chosen the blue one?
Mm-hmm.
And then let them do that. And then just say, well, now that you've told me that, here's something else to think about. And anyway, it's just, but all that is a conversation. And you can learn more about how to do that in the brand new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People Not Technology Seal the Deal by Joanne S. Black. Joanne, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.